well, they have money, they're powerful. And what do we have, though? A small nation that's constantly persecuted. Throughout this season of Advent, the Church often reminds us of how our Lord fulfilled the prophecies of the Messiah, prophecies in the Old Testament that foretold his coming. In the Gospel today, in the second Sunday of Advent, we read how St. John from prison had sent his disciples to ask our Lord, "Art thou he who is to come? Or should we look for another?" It wasn't that St. John, he of course knew, he had already pointed out our Lord as the Messiah. He didn't need the answer to the question, but his disciples did. He wanted his disciples to go and to see. And our Lord, in response, instead of simply saying, "Yes, I am the Messiah," he says, he points to his works, what he was doing, the cures. And he says, "Go report to John that the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dumb speak, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." And that's there's a specific reason our Lord named those things. Because the prophet Isaiah, we read in chapter 35 of Isaiah, he foretold specifically that the Messiah would do those things. He was prophesying when the Messiah would come, and he specifically said the very things that our Lord mentioned, that the eyes of the blind would be opened and their ears would be unstopped, and that the lame would leap like the deer and the mute would speak. So this is, our Lord was specifically referring to that prophecy and showing them that he was fulfilling what had been foretold. If we look at all the prophecies through the Old Testament, for 4,000 years they waited for the Messiah. And God sent prophets. And it was like a beautiful painting that took 4,000 years to paint, and many different artists. And each artist would come and paint a little portion of the painting, and over time the whole image would appear. So by the time our Lord came, there was this painting of what the Messiah would look like, what he would do. It was all laid out specifically of which tribe he would be from, the Hebrews, the time he would be born, the miraculous manner in which he would be born, conceived of a virgin, born of a virgin. His hidden life, his public life, his passion, Isaiah details so many and so clearly the details of the passion. All this was foretold, and now the Messiah came. And for those who did not wish to be deliberately blind, they could see it, that this was the Messiah. Then our Lord, he begins to ask them about St. John the Baptist. He said, as these went away, the Gospel says, as these went away, Jesus began to say to the crowds concerning John, "What did you go out to see, to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, those who wear soft garments are in the houses of kings." John had sent to our Lord messengers from prison. He was in prison because he had condemned sin, the adultery of character. And as Father Goffin points out in his commentary on this Sunday's Gospel, that there's a proverb, the truth is a very beautiful mother, but often bears an ugly daughter of hatred. That is, but often truth is hated. So our Lord pointed out this courage of St. John, that he is not the reed shaken by the wind. And lastly, in the epistle, the church quotes from St. Paul, may the God of hope fill you with joy, all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit. If we think of the Jews in the Old Testament, they were a small nation. They were considered unimportant to the world. The Roman Empire, that was the big, powerful empire. And many probably looked at the Jews and thought, oh, what fools they are. Here they are still hoping for a Messiah, someone who's a king who's going to save them. And all they've been doing is being persecuted for 4,000 years. And have nothing to show for it. And they're still waiting for the Messiah. And yet, it remained true that they were chosen people. They were God's people. And God was going to fulfill that promise. Even though it took 4,000 years. And it would have been a lack of faith, a lack of hope in God if they had abandoned God and said, we've been waiting 4,000 years. I'm not going to wait any longer. See, the rest of the world is going on, doing well. They have money, they're powerful. And what do we have? A small nation that's constantly persecuted. And how much sometimes, perhaps, those of weak faith can be tempted the same today. We see the world around us is all steeped in sin. And it seems like they go happily along in their sins. And say, oh, how do you say you have the true faith? You have the true religion. And so many in the world reject it, and they go on and live their lives and ignore it. How can it be true when so many are rejecting it? And yet it is true, same as it was true in the Old Testament, that God was preparing, although for 4,000 years, the coming of the Messiah. And even when our Lord came and was crucified, the one who came and fulfilled all the prophecies, and then he was crucified, and when all seemed lost, yet it was not. And the same today, we know what the truth is, we know the true faith. We know that it will go on being true, no matter what the world does, whether the world accepts the truth or not. And we have that consolation, St. Paul says in the epistle. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. When we have the true faith, no matter what the world does, we have that joy and peace in believing. We know what is true. We know that we hope for an everlasting reward in heaven for being faithful to God through life. So let's think of this during Advent as we prepare for the feast of Christmas, as we waited in the Old Testament for the coming of Messiah. We are preparing to celebrate again his birth and to prepare our souls by purging out the old man, purging out Satan, and preparing a worthy place for our Lord at Christmas Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.